So now we consider a little bit different problem where there are, all the springs are the same, but there are two kinds of masses in the unit cell. So there are two atoms in the basis. There's a heavy one and a light one. And now the lattice constant A runs from one heavy one to the next heavy one. And I have one differential equation like this for every atom in the basis. So for, I count them, this is S equals 1, I go to the next heavy one, that's S equal, so this is S equals 0, this is S equals 1, this is S equals 2. I go, now, I'm skipping the middle, the little ones, when I label them with S, because I'm labeling the unit cell, not the atoms. And so for one value of S, I have a differential equation for the heavy one and a different differential equation for the light one. And they're coupled together because the heavy one, the displacements of the heavy ones are labeled with this U, and they depend on the positions of the two nearby S's, one of them in the same unit cell and one of them in the neighboring unit cell. And the motion of the light ones depends on the nearby heavy ones, which are these U's, one of them in the same unit cell and one of them in the neighboring unit cell. And again, I'm looking for solutions. I'm looking for the normal mode solutions. So I look for a solution that has this time dependence e to the I omega t. And I already know what the solutions will be because this also has translational symmetry. From one heavy one to the next heavy one, it's got this same translational symmetry. So the normal modes will look like this. I take these solutions, I plug them into the differential equations, it gives me these two coupled algebraic equations. So now I'll write these algebraic equations